Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
How are we today?
Good.
Good, good. You're just taking your medicine there, Jay.
Mm.
What have you got there?
It's just a vitamin.
Now, when you guys swallow pills,
yeah.
Do you do pill in first, then water chaser?
Yeah.
Mm. Or water first, then put the pill in and then swallow?
Pill first.
That? Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you put water in your mouth. Drop the pill and all goes down.
Like, do you have a gag reflex problem or?
No, just find that to be the easiest.
No, I've never done it the other way. Scared water will come out my mouth.
Interesting. Different painkillers have different tastes.
I never taste them.
Yeah.
Well, I know. With my system.
Nurofen, very sweet.
If you get the sugar-coated pills.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, having a lolly in
candy.
Your mouth. But, you know, who wants to pay an extra $5 for
it? Yeah, I know.
It costs.
Oh, I don't know.
I always hate it when they say the Zavance, I think it is. It's like, oh, it's quicker pain relief. I'm like, well, why don't you just make them all with it in anyway?
Well, that's a good point.
Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
I always buy the cheap $1 paracetamol.
So do I.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Same result.
Same thing.
But especially, I mean, you can get super cheap at the chemist. I think it's like $4 or $5, and you can get 500 paracetamol tablets.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's even cheaper than that, actually. I think it's $3.99.
Sometimes it goes down to like $1.
Yeah, and you get 500 of them.
Well, there's a bargain.
Yeah, it's really good.
How does that even happen? How does big pharmaceutical companies
well,
explain
it's just
that?
It's the brand of the chemist. I don't know if there's a use-by date, actually, on paracetamol.
There would be. They would be, but they're probably fine years later.
Yeah, I don't reckon it'd be an issue.
I'm a bit of a, I don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at it.
Yeah.
Are you popping pills often, like paracetamol?
No, not paracetamol. Nurofen a little bit for my feet.
For your ankles.
Yeah, yeah, gets sore. Hey, do you know what? Interesting. My friends have been telling me about this new app called Telegram. Right.
Now I've heard of Telegram.
So obviously there's a whole lot of chat happening at the moment, especially after the Social Dilemma doco on Netflix about Facebook and Google storing so much of our information.
Mm. And of course.
So many of my friends have migrated to Telegram. They keep bothering me, have you got Telegram yet? And I'm like, oh.
Another one.
So
another
one. What is it?
So basically it's a private messaging, a messenger app, but it's kind of just like WhatsApp, but more secure.
Mm.
So I finally got it this morning and I feel like I've just entered a cult. Both of my friends who have asked me to get it have both said, welcome. It's like I've been introduced into the club.
Can I
welcome,
see it?
Join us.
Can you please show me it?
The problem with this sort of thing. Right, and I'm sure the privacy's great
How
and everything.
Interesting.
But unless most of your friends are on it, it's actually pretty useless. Like, how is it so different to a text or a WhatsApp?
Well, because you and your partner, Emmy, use WhatsApp religiously.
WhatsApp, yeah, WhatsApp. I like WhatsApp.
Well, I mean, it is very handy. You can record messages. And
Do it on WhatsApp.
You can do that on Messenger, though, as well.
Yeah.
Like, if you get over the fact that it's owned by Facebook and they're taking your information, sometimes I think, you know what, maybe it's too late. We've been using Facebook and Google for so many years now.
Yeah, they've got everything.
They've got everything.
Ever know anyway.
Can you still save,
photos.
Messages, photos and videos in
you can.
In Telegram?
I think so. I just literally downloaded it like 5 minutes ago.
You know
ago,
what,
so.
Though? Why don't you just, you're in Messenger. Have you guys ever used it, how they've got the secret group and your actual messages disappear? Within, like, you can actually set a timer so the message disappears.
Question.
Yeah.
Who are you in a secret group with?
With my mum and my sister.
Really? Is this so you guys don't bring up old arguments?
No, it's just because we wanted to try it out. And sometimes it was just, we don't use it now.
Right.
It's still there.
It was just a one-time thing.
Get into it. Try it out. It's really cool.
Yeah,
it's like a secret. And like the messages will disappear if
you can
put a timer
that.
On it.
That's basically Facebook trying to combat WhatsApp or Telegram.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know.
It works.
I don't know if I want to delete.
Just send a text.
Yeah, it's easier.
I think I'll delete it. I have no
use
for this.
You're over it already.
Well, I have 3 friends that are using it.
Aww.
And I'm like, you know what?
You want us to download it.
No.
I'll download it for you.
I hate when people push apps. I've now got
four friends.
I hate when people push apps on other people. Yeah. It's a bit annoying. Let me live my life.
But you've already done it. You've already succumbed to the peer pressure.
Yeah, because my friends are all going through this like I was saying.
Oh, no, it's conspiracies. Google
and Messenger. Like, get rid of it.
Oh, no.
They're horrible companies. You don't support them.
Some would say your mate Brooklyn's just paranoid because he's a journo. So what is he worried that, you know, he's busting secret stories and someone's going to come after him?
I mean, we don't really chat about secret journal stories on a date. I mean, so far the conversation was, hey, bub, how are you? Yeah, good, bub. Welcome. How was your day? Good. That's
exactly the same as what you would have had on any other chat.
Pretty much. But anyway.
No jumping jack flash.
We'll see if Telegram takes over the world.
I mean, Jed, you're the only one that's involved in secret messaging, it seems.
Yeah. Oh, well, you got to try all the features, don't you?
But are you sending photos of your boobies and stuff to each other? No. Mums and... Well, you all shower together. So, I mean, you are close.
We're close.
You know, what does a mother and two of her daughters have to chat secretly about?
I don't know. It wasn't, there's nothing.
Is she playing two daughters off against one another?
No, she's not. You versus your sister, she's not.
Jamie.
No, I was trying it one day.
Oh, you're the message deleted itself.
Oh, mummy.
Mummy, why did you say Brooke is the favourite?
I love my mum.
Enjoy the podcast.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, but talking about, I guess, eggplant-shaped objects in a minute.
And we're on the search for the backup bachelor.
That we are too.
Yeah, I'm so excited because the bachelorette this year, Ellie, is from Newcastle. And we thought, you know what? Bachelor relationships never last the test of time. I mean, the only exception to this... I think there are two. Tim Robards, the first ever bachelor, with his partner.
Probably was in it for love.
And Matty J. Remember him?
Matty J, no.
Matty J.
Yeah, roughly.
He's just had a baby with his partner.
Oh. Congratulations, Matty J.
Congrats. First bachelor baby, I think.
That's cool.
Does create true love sometimes.
It does. Or two out of 50
but
times.
We want to find a backup bachelor that just in case. We can have here ready to go if the relationship fails.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, enjoy the podcast. Bye.
See ya.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
Let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the no-goes are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah! This is
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Wednesday. How are we today?
Good.
Feeling great.
You were happy today, Jade, singing in the hallways as you entered the building.
Was I really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even pick up on that.
It was such a treat, you know? It's nice to hear
birds in the morning.
Oh, there you go. Well, it could have been. I went to the gym twice yesterday, so it could be all the endorphins still buzzing
around
twice. So I wanted to get my cardio done first.
Yeah.
And did my run, and then I had a PT session with my trainer Lockie in the afternoon. And oh, did he kill me? Have you ever seen those sleds where basically they stack a whole heap of weight on, and then you just push them like you're an Iron Man? I did that. I was so close to vomiting. It was insane.
That's what it's all about, Jay.
Yeah, you got to, what is it? No pain, no gain.
Exactly.
You
but know, I'm feeling good.
Well, you know you haven't worked out hard enough unless you've got the bucket next to you.
Yeah, well, that's true. Well, I had a big stitch. I felt good.
Oh, good. Good for you, Jay.
Good to hear. Thanks for lifting this morning.
No worries. The tables have turned.
Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, I just thought, you know, Crevo's car's broken down at the moment. I'll just pick him up on the way through in the Uber. So. Yeah.
Oh.
It was nice. I got to meet Maddie's regular... Was that your regular
driver? No, different today. Different I'll mix it up sometimes.
You got to spread the money around.
Well, it's good. I like to do it for both, you know?
That's really sweet.
Doing it hard,
So yeah. You've got to help the taxis. But Uber drivers are nice too.
Yeah. I wondered why you were here on time, Crevo. I actually something thought different. To myself, oh, Crevo's here on time.
Weird, mixing it up. You know,
that explains it.
I just like to surprise people. That's what I'm all about.
I love that you two, of all people, have started, you know, having jabs at each other about being at work on time.
Yeah, have yeah. we?
There's not been any jabs, has there? Maddie trying to create drama that doesn't exist.
Oh, there we go. What's new? But, guys, there's a mystery graffiti artist that has been tackling a town's pothole problem. One, I guess you'd say, male appendage at a time. So he's gotten a spray can.
Oh, I see. And he's like outlining them, is he?
Yes. And it's got to stop, basically. But it's kind of funny, so I'll tell you more about it in a minute.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
And over the past year, guys, large phallic drawings have been appearing around deep potholes in a little town over in Essex in Britain. So basically, there's this really, really dodgy road over there. It goes for about a kilometre, and there's close to about 100 potholes.
Oh, my God. Some, that's be so annoying to drive on.
Yep, some bigger than others. And there's been a lot of complaints, obviously. You'd be pretty devastated if you lived on that road.
Yeah.
Every morning. And so basically everyone's been writing to council, fix this. And like someone's just had enough because they've been getting complaints for over a year and a half, almost it's 2 years.
Big holes in the road.
Yeah, massive.
Huge.
So this vigilante has basically got a spray can and is drawing big salamis around particular potholes, even sort of pictures that resemble the eggplant emoji.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's like a big salami and then two slices of salami at the bottom of it.
Exactly.
I wonder if he's Italian.
Must be.
He could be.
Sure. Loves eggplant, loves salami. It's a no-brainer. Or loves Italian food.
All of the above. But while the town has a pretty upmarket reputation, having previously been included in a Sunday Times list of the best places to live in Britain, residents have been able to see the funny side of the crude markings. Many have even made jokes on social media about filling in the holes.
Well, I mean, if you've got a big salami there, you could sort of...
You know what? Okay, so people that complain about potholes, I get it. But it's one of those jobs the council, I feel, puts on the bottom of the list to fix.
Absolutely.
It always takes so long to fill a pothole. So, like, props to this guy for drawing attention to a huge problem that has been ruining tyres and cars for decades and decades. Centuries, some would say.
You are so right when you say it goes to the bottom of the list. I mean,
yeah, another it shouldn't. Whatever.
If I was mayor, it'd be right up top.
I mean, yeah, you've got time to, like, mow that median strip, but you don't have time to fill the thing that's, like, ruining people's cars.
Yes.
Seems unright. Like, it should be at the top.
Seems like you should be able to sue the council if you could, if you kept on having...
Now we're giving some people some ideas.
Litigious Jade.
Well, it's a bit annoying. I'm paying my taxes.
Now, here's an interesting conundrum for you, Jade, because I know you hate a pothole.
Yeah.
Right? But I also know you do not like graffiti.
Oh, this is a great point.
Yeah. Where do you sit on the big salami drawer?
Ooh. You know what? I'm actually okay with it.
Who's graffitiing roads?
No, I'm okay with it because it makes council go, oh, we can't have that. It's too rude. So then they fix the problem. So I'm okay with graffiti like that on the roads that actually highlight a problem. If it's just someone who's going around the... a spray can putting their lame tag on a wall, then that's different.
That's where you draw the line. I was looking for the boundary. I found it.
Yeah. So it's all happening. And you know what? The good thing is the councillor has, chimed up on the matter and he's actually said, I've made a few jokes about it myself, calling the potholes well endowed. And saying that it has stiffened my resolve to get them fixed.
What a joke. What a funny guy.
What a joker. What a jolly
good
joker.
Good on the vigilante over there because...
They're sorting it all out.
They're making changes happen.
Hey, and we're talking, it's gotten the publicity they wanted, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. It has indeed. Hey, guys, up next, we are playing Lads versus Lasses, Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game on offer today. So much fun for the school holidays. A Lake Mac boom net cruise.
Yay!
That sounds
cool. Sounds so fun. I want to go myself.
Yeah.
Looking at the leaderboard, we've currently got Lads on 17 gold stars versus 14 for the Lasses.
Mm-hmm.
So, nice one. Lasses, you need to get your crap together.
Come on,
Lads.
Girls.
Come on, let's extend our win if you want to play 13-10-09. One guy, one girl.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Lads
versus Lasses.
Okay, we have a lass on the line, but we need a lad. If you want to take on Karen, 13-10-09, on offer this morning, we have an incredible school holiday experience out at Lake Mac. Those boom net cruisers went off when we were giving them away on the weekend. We have one up for grabs right now for the winner, guys.
Don't bother calling, guys, because you're going to lose.
No,
you're going down.
All right, we are chatting with Karen this morning. She loves Flamin' Alf Stewart, wants a trip to Queensland, and said she loved dolphins.
Ooh.
Oh, have you ever swam with the dolphins, Karen?
No, I have not. And after hearing how friendly that they are, I don't know that I'd want to.
Well, yes, they
what
can.
What do you mean?
They can be very frisky.
Yes, I've been informed that.
So the old dolphin?
Nice.
Are you serious? I've never heard of this before.
Oh, Maddie.
Come on, Maddie. Have you not heard of, like...
Newcastle's dirtiest mind.
Hey, Karen. I've got a treat for you.
That's just to remind you how good dolphins are. All right, let's kick off some questions here this morning. Number one, two-stroke oil is made by mixing which two things?
Petrol and oil.
Correct.
Yay.
That is correct. Very good. One point on the board.
1 point on the board. All right. Number two. Air Jordans are shoes made by which company?
Nike.
Yes, that is correct.
Doing well, Karen. The dolphins are on your side.
Yeah, the dolphins is like a good luck charm for you.
They're helping.
Question number three. Who is the captain of the Newcastle Knights?
I'm sorry, Newcastle.
No! 2 out of 3. Not too bad, though.
I'm so proud of you. I never would have guessed the stroke oil, two-stroke oil.
Mitchell Pearce, the answer to
Mitchell
the
Mitchell Pearce.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay. It's more important to worry about fuels.
Yeah, that's very true. If you
good
get the
stuff.
Wrong fuel mix, it's a bad situation.
Hold the line, Karen. Meeting our lad now, Jay.
Yes, we're going to Derek, who thinks rollerblading looks like fun and he loves Forrest Gump. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, and how are you guys today?
Good, thank you. Can you give us a famous line from Forrest Gump?
Yeah, my mom says life is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get.
Do you believe that quote, Derek?
Yeah.
It is.
Good.
Yeah, it's very
it
true.
It's very true.
All
I
right.
mean, unless you get a box of chocolates that are all the same.
Yeah, well, that's pretty ordinary and unlikely.
Yeah. All right, Derek, first question for you. Carol Baskin from Tiger King is currently a contestant on which U.S. reality show?
I'm not sure, so I'm going to say Survivor.
No, Dancing
would be good on that, though.
Dancing with the Stars.
Do yourself a favor and watch a clip of her, Derek. It's quite funny.
Yes. Question two. Rebel Wilson plays which character in the Pitch Perfect franchise?
I have no idea.
Oh, Derek. Oh, Derek,
yes,
you've let us down.
A great day for the ladies.
Karen.
Yay, Karen.
You won, Karen.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Go us. Sisters are doing it for themselves.
Sorry, I don't have that on my sound effect that hit.
Yay, we're clawing that, Karen.
Oh,
thanks
good stuff,
to you.
Karen. That boom net cruise out at Lake Mac, all yours.
Oh, what a great day. It just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, it is a good day.
I mean, can't believe
it. Sad about the loss.
What's the score now? We've
15-17.
We're still okay. We're all right.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is Jade, Maddie and Grievo.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Oh, exciting day today, guys. The US presidential debate number one.
This is one of your favourite days of the calendar, isn't it?
It's like the Olympics for me. Because I'm not really into sports, but I'm into politics. So when the US election season comes around, oh, God, I get into it.
As a fellow political nerd, I love that you just said that, mate, because, I'm getting the popcorn out.
I really do.
Everything.
Yeah. Me too.
Hold on. For someone who's very on the polar opposite and non-political, can I just ask, so when you say the first debate, explain the process, please.
Well, there'll be three.
Yeah.
At this stage, it depends. They usually negotiate which ones they'll be. This one will be done via Fox News. This will be hosted by Fox News, as I understand it. Yes. The other networks will host other debates as well, too. Sometimes there's fewer. Sometimes there's only one debate.
Last election season, 2016, they had three as well.
Right.
So basically, it's like, you know, any election requires a debate. It's a democracy. So Trump and Biden go at it for a couple of hours, and they do that three times. And the media bases so much of its predictions on these debates. So they're very important. But they're so savage. I mean, you know, Trump and Hillary. Wow. I don't think anything will ever beat those debates. So I'm getting the beer and the snacks out today.
I was going to say, have you picked your snacks?
Haven't picked the snacks yet, but, you know, I enjoy a couple of beers watching the debate.
Go American. Make some sloppy joes and
Hot pockets. Get some buds. Pop-tarts.
Twinkies, all those sort of things.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Awesome. Well, good afternoon for you then.
What a boring life I lead.
When will all these wrap up, just out of curiosity? How long do these debates go
for? Happen over the next month or so. Spread out.
No, exactly.
There you go. How interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yesterday I was on just browsing through Facebook feed, and one of our friends, Pickleball Tony, he put up a post saying he's moving for the 24th time. Now,
24, that's a bit ridiculous.
It seems so, but then you read down, he actually likes moving.
He loves it.
It's something about, like, the new place, getting into a new place, like, trying new things, new part of town, that sort of thing. And weirdly, he loves the move. Now, to me, this seems like the most foreign, most absurd thing you could ever imagine, to enjoy moving house. So what I thought we'd do as a challenge.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else in all of Newcastle, and I doubt this, who also loves moving?
Surely not.
Loves the new, like, the, I don't know, the vibe or the feel of a new place.
I reckon there would be.
Is there anyone else out there,
somewhat akin to masochism, I reckon. <that one. laughs> Self-flagellation. It's like, yeah, I enjoy punishing myself.
Well, some people just like renting.
Yeah, that's true. 13-10-09. Do you also like moving house? I don't think we're going to get one, but we'll throw it out there.
We'll give the winning person a prize today. If 100%. You love moving houses, we'll chuck you a Charles Fun Entertainment pack.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
And this is just a story that I struggled to believe, but Pickleball Tony, friend of the show, put on Facebook, he's moved 24 times and absolutely loves it. Loves the feel of a new house, the experience of transitioning to a new spot in town, a new part of the city, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. I actually saw the post, and I love how he actually broke it all down, and he said his average in staying in a house is 22 months.
Over his whole life or something?
Yeah.
Tony needs help.
No, it's like a hobby, I think.
24 times.
He just likes it.
Get some different hobbies. Play some more pickleball.
I spoke to him about this once, and he said he just likes, you know, he likes going to, like, open houses and seeing the layout and the quirkier the house. Like, if it's got a feature he's never had before.
Had in a house.
He's into it, which is cool.
I just didn't think there was anyone in the whole universe that actually enjoyed moving house. We've thrown it out, and Newcastle, have you delivered? Let's find out.
Vicky, do you love moving houses?
I do.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God.
There she is. Vicky.
Thank you. So tell us about why you like it, how many times you've moved.
So I bought a house about 10 years ago, and I haven't moved since. But prior to that, I would have moved every 12 months.
No.
Yes.
So how many times do you reckon you moved over the journey?
Probably 20.
Jeez.
And up there?
Yeah, getting up there all around Newcastle or?
More the Central Coast.
Yeah.
And Queensland. I've lived quite a few places around Australia, actually. So, and done a bit of travelling. But, yeah, I like change.
I was going to say, is it just because you're trying to get out of the... You get locked into the contract for the rental contract for 12 months and then when they make you renew, they up the rent by 10, 20 bucks. You're just trying to get out of that?
I don't know. It's kind of like, you know when you get, like, a new boyfriend?
Yeah.
You know, and everything's new and fresh and, you know, you love it.
Yeah, no, that's
and then
cool.
After 12 months, it kind of goes a bit stale.
Vicky, are you moving yourself or are you paying removalists each time that you move?
I move myself.
Now, another question
hard
here.
Hard labour.
Another question here. Are you sort of the type of person that every time you move, you throw a lot of things away or do you keep everything?
No, I throw a lot of things away.
So you really start fresh every time?
Yeah, as much as you can anyway. Like, you keep some stuff, you know.
Better really keep the basics, you know, like the lounge.
Sometimes, you know,
fridge.
You might have to keep your kids or, you know, maybe just your favourite. I don't know.
I'm curious, what made you buy the house to stay put for 10 years? Is it because you finally bored or what? And was that hard for you?
And do you have itchy feet?
Because I've got a kid and I thought I better settle down for her. She was starting high school. And I thought those social connections and those bonds were going to be really important. So, it was extremely hard.
Look, Mum's finally gotten over a moving fetish. It's all good.
No, I haven't. I haven't. I just stopped for her.
Now, as soon as she's out?
I was going to say, as soon as she turns 18, are you putting the house on the market?
Well, she's already turned 18, actually, and she's moved out recently. So, I'm thinking another 12 months, then I'll have a plan to change again.
Now, how Vicky, exciting. Very rarely do I have an opportunity to crack out our 90s radio sound effect board, but this will literally be you in 12 months. isn't that the worst thing you've ever heard?
Oh, I love it.
Thanks, Vicky. Charlestown School Holidays Entertainment Pack for you. Wow.
Yeah, and good luck in your next 12 months, your next big move.
Yeah, you're going to move again.
Only awesome. One person, though.
Yeah.
You were right. You wanted one? We got one.
We got one. That's all I wanted.
The Bachelorette's kicking off, guys, and very exciting because the Bachelorette this season is a Newcastle girl. Her name is Ellie. She was on Matt Agnew's season of The Bachelor last year. Different, though, her and her twin will be on the show. There are two Bachelorettes this year. So we are going to do something quite interesting next. Of course, Newcastle guys, what's wrong with them? Why is she going to The Bachelor to find love? Why can't she find love down at the Green Roof on a Saturday night? Like, what's going on here?
That's a great question. Like, isn't there enough stock in all of Newcastle to find some?
Surely
exactly
there
right.
is.
Well, we are kicking off a search next, our own search. Mm. And I'm going to tell you more details after this.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
The Bachelorette is returning to win. This time, though, there's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sisters, Ellie and Becky.
Yeah.
From Newcastle. Can you believe it? So Becky's from Parks and Ellie is from Newcastle.
Yay.
Now, it makes you think, though, Ellie, going to The Bachelor, things just didn't work out with Matt Agnew last season, the scientist or whatever they like to call him.
Astrophysicist.
The fake scientist. Yeah.
And when he works in a bank.
Yeah, when you think about it, right, think back for the last 5 years, not many Bachelor relationships have worked out.
Nah, there's hardly any.
Zero, really.
Like, you know, they'll last a couple of months and they'll fulfill their, you know, contract. Media commitments after the show. And then, we're going our separate ways.
Yeah, we get it. You guys held hands in a couple of radio interviews.
It's terrible.
You know, and then you're not together anymore.
You know, I really don't like it. It tarnishes love.
Well, it seems like such a waste to, you know, do this whole TV show, and then at the end you've got a single bachelor and bachelorette. So we are looking for Newcastle's backup bachelor.
It's the Novos on New FM. Search for the backup bachelor. Come on, Newcastle, we can find him.
That's right. We are looking for the backup bachelor right here on the show. So how this is going to work, right? We're going to pop something up on Facebook now, and we want you to send in nominations of your mates. Maybe you want to nominate yourself. Mm-hmm. And using the powers of this show,
yep.
We're not going to promise a physical date.
No.
But we will try our absolute hardest to at least introduce you to Ellie on the show.
Yeah. So obviously, if she does find love on the show, we basically know they're going to break up.
There's a high chance.
95% chance that they're going to end.
Well, look, we've got to be positive about this, but we need a Newcastle man to be there to catch Ellie when she falls.
Yes.
Well, there's just such a high chance she's going to, so that's what we're looking for.
So, Ellie, she's a nice girl. She's a very wholesome young blonde girl. She's very beautiful. But I thought, you know what? We need to find her a man just in case it doesn't work out. So, I mean, Jade, you're a female. What would you look for in a man?
Ooh, okay.
You're a star like Ellie.
Well,
you know,
thanks.
What do you look for in a man to compliment you if you were single?
Definite charisma. Mm-hmm. There's got to be some sort of a instant chemistry, a bit of a spark.
Yeah.
I really like a sense of humour. I know that's cliche, but it's true.
Guy's got a couple of jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real ochre bloke.
Oh, not ochre.
I reckon you got to embrace the ochre. See, if it were me,
well,
I'd be
I'm
going
not opposed
for
to ochre. If the spark's there, then sure.
Typical Newcastle trait.
Brunette.
You know, that's what we're after.
Blue eyes. Nice tan. And I like a little bit of muscle. If he's got a sexy V.
A bit of muscle,
hey, if he doesn't have a sexy V and he has a bit of a dad podge, that's okay.
Yeah, okay. But what about, like, not just physical?
Sorry.
Nice guy for Ellie. We're really going to try hard.
Yeah, someone who, obviously, they've got to respect their mother and their father. They've got to be a family man. That's big, big for me. I love my family. So they've got to have good family, you know, connections and morals.
Mm.
Like going on holidays with the in-laws. I like traveling with my family, so
family holidays must be okay with
that. Yeah, they've got to be okay with that. They've got to obviously love animals.
Yeah, okay.
So there's, I think these
it's quite a long list.
Yeah, a big long list there. I mean, you're
very, very picky.
I think you're quite needy, Jade. I mean,
he might be, but I don't know. I'm not Ellie, so who knows? But I think, you know, a lot of women would say tick, tick, tick to a lot of those things.
Now, we've got to stress. We've not got permission from the show,
this is our own thing.
We're just doing this ourselves.
This is not endorsed by Channel 10.
But, you know, all the better, because in a way, like, if you come out ahead and you become Newcastle's backup bachelor, we can sort of introduce you across, maybe. That's the thing. That's what we're hoping for.
Like, well, we do have an interview coming up with Ellie. That's when we're going to spring.
We've got an in, basically.
Yeah, we've got an in.
It might sound like we've got no chance of hooking you guys up, but we do.
We actually do. So if you like the look of Ellie, check her out online. We'll put a picture up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Enter your mates, enter yourself, and we're going to meet 5 finalists this week on the show and next week, and then we're going to chat to Ellie. It's going to be great.
This is awesome. Right. You want to get involved with this, keep an eye on our Facebook page.
We do love here at New FM, so get on there and make sure you enter, guys.
Jade, Maddie and Grifo, the Novos. Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
You know, Jade.
Yeah,
what? We have a very interesting relationship.
What now?
Too much today. You're projecting too much love onto me.
But I love you.
I know.
Mental hug.
You know when someone just shows you too much love and it's like just annoying?
No.
Thanks, Jade.
That's
thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. But
I'm in a mood today.
You are.
I am in
I'm
a bit
wearing
of a mood.
You down.
I had a terrible sleep.
You had a nightmare about work.
I had
work.
So many nightmares. Not about work. A work dream was amongst the nightmares. So, yeah.
He'll be anyways, right, Maddie.
Happy Mobile Cafe. They just arrived, which always makes my day better. HappyMobileCafe.com.au. Get them out to your workplace and make your staff smile today.
Yeah. Good coffee, snacks, all that stuff.
But I know, Maddie, you're looking forward to the presidential debate kicking off at 11:30 today. But the thing is, Newcastle is getting prepared for the big debate, which is about to go down right now on 13:10:09. Should we become a cashless society? Should we just get rid of cash altogether? Because Woolworths actually have got selected stores now where they're actually stopping cash payments. So
you can't do that.
How ridiculous.
I'm not kidding. So my auntie posted a picture on her Facebook page. I'll read out the sign she captured at Woolies. It says, changes in the ways to pay. We will be making some changes to the way you can pay in this store. We will no longer accept cash payments or offer cash out facilities from the 12th of October 2020. They go on to say they apologise for any inconvenience this may cause. But they're actually apparently trialling it around selected stores around Australia going cashless.
Oh,
so not even
terrible.
Be able to go to the checkout. You know, the self-serve, and sometimes you just want to get a quick $10 out.
You hate cash, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of it. I very rarely use it now.
Well, chatting about this yesterday, Crevo, she goes, you know, every winter, Crevo gets sick. And it's because he handles so much cash with his buy and sell business.
Mm.
She blames you for spreading your colds around the office.
How ridiculous.
Look, you say ridiculous, but I say it's science and proven medical fact.
You can't get rid of cash. Right. It's too useful.
You can. But anyway, that's the big debate. Are you team Crevo?
Do you know what?
And Maddie?
I think it's time to get rid of it.
You are?
I do think it's time to get, just for a convenience standpoint, I don't agree with Crevo spreading sickness due to touching it, but I do believe it's time.
Time to let it go. Okay, well, Team Crevo, keep cash. We shouldn't get rid of cash. Well, your team, Maddie and myself, we should definitely get rid of cash. There's no need for it anymore. 13:10:09.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
We are debating, should we get rid of cash?
This is because certain stores around Australia are starting to trial, Woolies in particular, are starting to trial cashless stores.
Yeah.
You can't pay with cash, you can't get cash out. Mm. It's purely card only. And I really like the idea of having a cashless society because, to be honest with you, I rarely carry cash on me. Rarely. Very rare. Only pickable nights, $7. So I can pay my fee and that's it. So, and I was looking into the different benefits of obviously going cashless. There's so many good things that can happen.
Let's hear a few. All right, let's hear what
you reckon. So, a cashless society actually fosters lower crime rates as there's no tangible money for criminals to steal. That's a positive. Money laundering and tax evasion are reduced because there is always a paper trail, which is fantastic. By collecting extensive data through digital transactions, consumers can use behavioural insights to manage their spending habits and preferences, which I think is fantastic.
You think that's a good thing?
No, yes! That's
terrible.
It's good
for a big business,
it's good because like for people like Maddie who buy a lot of shoes, he can go, I'm spending too much at this store. Maybe I need to back off on buying my Nike Air Force Ones.
I mean, I can just look
ones.
At them and see them lined up and have that same
No, but it's making you a bit more self-aware. This is the whole point because you've got a shoe addiction. So there's also the risk of handling, storing and depositing cash is eliminated.
Yeah.
I'm always looking over my shoulder on an ATM because you don't know who's going to bop you.
I love that your argument was, health benefits.
Yeah.
But you haven't mentioned that.
There are health benefits. It actually reduces, you know, spreading of the flu and the common cold, because a lot of people up until now with COVID-19, have you noticed the flu stats have gone down because everyone's using good hygiene? Before COVID-19 and using cash, was rife everywhere.
It's not because of cash. It's because everyone's wearing masks and staying at home.
No, that's not true. That's a non-event. We didn't start wearing masks until later on. That's false. But anyway.
No, Jay, cash is maybe a small
you know what?
Element of
real
this.
Talk. Mm-hmm. I really couldn't care less, because I love watching that you guys are so invested into this. Like, you're really on opposite sides.
Like,
think of
you know, a little kid that you put $5 into their birthday card or Christmas card. Grandparents can no longer do that.
The tooth fairy.
What's she going to do? You have to get rid of the tooth fairy. You know, she's going to be out of work.
No.
You've got things like sporting clubs, like pickleball, gone, because how's everyone going to pay for everything? Sausage sizzles at sporting clubs and you know, community organisations.
This is so trivial.
It disadvantages the elderly who rely on cash to, like, you know, save their money and the way they've always done things.
Nah. You know what?
Getting rid of it is ridiculous,
no,
Jade.
You've got to change with the times.
Let's go to the phones.
Anyway,
guys.
Go to the phones. 13 10 09. They've actually lit up. If you want to just keep calling.
Kiani, cashless society, yes or no?
No.
Yeah, you want to keep the cash.
I totally agree on not getting rid of the cashless society. We need cash.
Why?
We need cash.
Why do we need it, though?
Well, what are you teaching your children?
Exactly. How do you teach them financial literacy?
Heaps, actually.
Absolutely.
Kiani. They have iPads at school now. Everything's digital. So, you know, you can argue that they've got a mobile phone at the age of 8 these days, so they can monitor their money through technology that they're going to use later on in life.
What's going to happen to Dolomites, guys?
Exactly.
Dolomites.
Exactly. But how are you going to do the count back? How are you going to teach your kids how to count back?
Exactly.
Like, if someone gave you a $20 note, and just hypothetically, and they gave you $10, you know, $10.90, how are you going to teach those kids how to count back?
Well, they won't need that in the future.
Well,
if we're going cashless.
You know how we play cards?
Yeah.
You know how we play cards?
Yeah.
So how are we teaching our kids about numerology and things like that? So, same thing.
That's fair.
Basically, Kiani says no.
Right? Yeah, you're not into it.
No.
That's okay, Kiani.
Also, don't forget about piggy bank manufacturers. They're going to go under.
Oh, screw the piggy banks.
You know, when we were planning the show yesterday, I thought, oh, this is an interesting chat. Who knew it was so divisive? Ethan, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Cash, yay or nay?
Yes, mate, we need cash.
Why,
we
need Ethan? Cash. Come on.
Yeah, we do, Ethan.
We do. Yeah, can't get rid of cash.
Why?
30 seconds, mate. Tell me why we need to keep cash.
Well, mate, I remember as a kid, old great-grand give me a 20-buck note and me old birthday card.
Gift cards. Gift cards, Ethan.
Nah, doesn't work.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, but you get a gift card and you're limited to what you can spend it on.
Exactly.
No, there's the Visa cards where you can spend them anywhere. You don't just have to get them for a store.
I think that the best way to bounce back from this is for everybody that wants to continue to use cash to start supporting small businesses and start spending money with small businesses.
Good point.
You go to your little corner shop, I guarantee you won't knock your back cash. You go to large Woolworths, Coles and that sort of stuff, they want you to start using card only. You're just going to destroy small business.
Yeah, good point. Ethan.
I understand where he's coming from, but the thing is, businesses, everything's adapting to technology. Even when you go to the markets now and you want to buy a candle, they've already got the little mini FPOS machine there where you tap when it's linked to their mobile phone.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your call, Ethan. Look, one more quick one. Jess, good morning.
Jess is gone.
Jess. Look, I just think everyone, you know what,
100% of callers want cash kept.
Yeah, because they don't, you know why? You know what we've learned? People don't like change. It's like the garbage bags, you know? Everyone was in an uproar when they said they were removing plastic bags from Woolies and Coles. You just take away the cash and people will adapt.
Jackson, what's the goss up next? Yo, good morning.
Good morning. Jennifer Hello. Aniston almost quit acting. What? I'm going to tell you
Also,
I'll let you know the thing that people keep saying to Deborah Lee Furness about her marriage to Hugh Jackman that just really misses her off.
All right. Hearing all about that next.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What was the reason? Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Goss.
Here he is, Jennifer Aniston. You're saying she was putting acting?
Yes. What? So I'm tipping my hat to her because this is like, do you know celebrities cruise through life and like everything's easy and I don't have a doubt about anything in my life? She's actually come out and said that actually it's not that easy and it's been up and down and a bad dodgy project almost had her throwing the towel in on Hollywood.
I would have to say the last 2 years that has crossed my mind, which it never did before. It was after a job I had completed. It was an unprepared project. Then I was like, that sucked the life out of me. And I don't know if this is what interests me.
Isn't it nice to hear a celebrity just be like honest?
Real, yeah.
And ups and downs because I don't know, even like me day in, day out, I just think, what am I doing as a 26-year-old? So to hear that Jennifer Aniston at 51 with such like a successful career under her belt is going through the same struggles as me, I'm like,
it's human nature, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting because it's someone like at her level has so few reasons to doubt her ability and career and still does.
Scary, though, that she took on a project. Now, you'd think if we took on a project and we were, I don't know, having Jennifer Aniston on the show, we would be so prepared. What an idiot for that person who obviously botched the project.
And this is the problem for these big actors and stuff like that. When they sign onto a project, they're like contracted in. So if the project's not prepared, they can be stuck for years and years and years within these contracts that are very hard to get out of.
Because then their name will be mud now, like in the industry. Imagine Jennifer Aniston going, oh, I took on this project of such and such, they botched it. Almost made me want to quit.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
Not good.
She's currently in the morning show. Have you seen that with Steve Carell?
I've been wanting to. I've only heard good things. It actually won a lot of awards. She won an award for that.
It's very good. If you have time over the long weekend, have a look. Deborah Lee Furness, she's opened up about what annoys her, that people say to her about her marriage with Hugh Jackman as well. They've been together for 24 years. It's not the fact that people insinuate that he's gay. It's this, that they say she's lucky.
Lucky, like I won a chook raffle. People don't realise that it's actually rude to say that. But yeah, they're lucky, you know, kind of, because he's the stud muffin and, you know. But that's showbiz in Hollywood and the brand of Hugh Jackman.
I like her.
Yeah, she's
very
cool.
Honest. Yet again, another honest celeb.
Well, she's, I think, 20 years senior to Hugh Jackman.
She's 64 years old. And I was looking at Twitter's reaction to this, and a lot of people were like, oh, listen to this old lady talking about how she snatched the man from the crib.
Every time there's like a, you know, an older female celebrity dating a younger guy, the world goes into meltdown. It's like Rebel Wilson dating that billionaire guy.
Yeah, it's a scandal, isn't it? It's not right. But if a man's dating, you know, a young girl, it's okay.
Yeah. Double standards. It's, how ridiculous.
It's very backwards.
Totally is.
Thank you, Jackson. News time up next here at New FM, 7:33. Good morning. And we're playing Beat the Meat next, Groover.
That we are. 13:10:09. If you want to get involved, you can, of course, win Singo's sausages.
Ooh, yes.
If you're not too greedy.
Call now.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Grievo.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
So, guys, Beat the Meat up next. It's my favourite time of the week, 13:10:09. Is it really? Yeah, I love Beat the Meat.
He normally introduces Beat the Meat.
He does like it.
It's
all thanks to Singos. They hook us up with a big pile of sausages. We've got them over there in the studio. And, if you're not too greedy, it's like Beat the Bomb. You beat the meat, then you win them.
And it's like bangers and mash on a Wednesday night.
Oof. What a win. Or pick them up and enjoy a lovely barbecue on the weekend, as Maddie usually suggests.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, it's all fun. Beat the meat with us. 13-10-09. We need just one player.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
That sunrise this morning, guys, just quietly. How epic was it?
Beautiful. It was like a gorgeous pastel pink and orange.
I love your description. 10 points for that. Let's beat the meat.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
It's the only place in Newcastle you can beat the meat in public and win sausages, right? It's
yes.
A great, great opportunity. 13-10-09. If you want a crack, we need one player.
It doesn't happen all that often.
No. In fact, we do it once a week and we all love it. We all have a great time doing it.
I love it when someone beats the meat.
Exactly right.
And it's Mel this morning giving it a go.
Hey.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Whereabouts are you this morning?
I'm from Wall's End.
Wall's End. What was the sun? Oh, you probably weren't up when it was sunrise, were you?
I was actually. It was really quite pretty. I was laying in bed going, no, I don't want to start the day.
Hey, Mel, what are your plans for the long weekend?
I think I might just hang with the family, kick back, maybe go for a little bike ride with my little boy.
Aww, that'd be
that
nice.
Sounds cute and fun.
Yeah.
How old is he, Mel?
He's 3.
Oh, that's so cute. All right, well, I hope he likes sausages.
He refuses to eat meat, but I love a good sausage.
Oh,
more for you.
Of course you do.
Yeah. You're with us. Welcome to the Sausage Club.
You know how this works. Yeah. You've got to yell stop before the sausages explode. Let's beat the meat.
Yay!
One sausage. Three sausages. Seven sausages. 12 sausages.
Stop.
Stop. 12
Cheeky
sausages.
Dozen, all yours.
Winner.
Yeah, Mel.
Hey, Mel,
we
were going to stop. The bomb went off at 26 sausages today.
You missed out on a bit, but 12 still good. That's a good barbecue.
Look, 12 is enough. Feed me and my family. I'm totes happy with that.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
I love that. It's like being back at a Bunnings out the front before COVID. Grabbing yourself sausage sandwiches for everyone.
Hey, good stuff. Congrats,
Mel. We lived down there when they had those sausages in the months and months days. I missed them.
Yeah.
They'll be back one day. They'll be back one day.
Thanks, Mel. Appreciate it. Enjoy the long weekend.
And
look at me.
What?
It's still 2 days.
Enjoy the long weekend. Well, you know, Wednesday's here.
Already.
It's basically Thursday, so.
Well, that's true.
Mm.
I like your optimism.
Thank you. But everyone's saying you got to watch out for the Maggies, the magpies. Early swooping season's already arrived, they're saying. But I'll tell you what. Ben and I went for a walk the other day and there's a different bird you need to be watching out for. I'll tell you what happened to us on our saga.
Let me guess. You got swooped?
I did, but and my dogs. It was an ordeal. I'm telling you now, we're all lucky to be alive.
Swoop me, but not the dog.
Jade, Maddie and Creepo, the Novos.
And now this morning, we're talking birds.
That's because Ben and I, we went for a walk with the Chihuahuas on Monday afternoon after work. And when we went on our walk, we like to go to Gregson Park. Some people like to call it Hamilton Park. And where the old bowls club used to be, the fence is still up. Now, they've actually just recently knocked down the old bowls club. But Ben and I used to go into that area and we'd let our chihuahuas off because no one uses the area and it sort of became our own special, like, dog park.
Is it an off-leash area?
No.
Okay.
But it was fenced off from anybody
else. So you
thought,
perfect, there's no one here, let the little chi-chis run around.
Correct. But now they've knocked down the old bowls club. So they've actually put, you know, the fences they put up around construction sites, the council?
Yeah, of course.
And I said to Ben, I was looking at it the other day, like 2 weeks ago, I was thinking, oh, I wish we could climb over the fence somehow because it's fully enclosed now.
Well, it's there for a reason.
I know. It's
like to keep people out, isn't
I
it?
I know, yes. But someone's had the same idea as us, and they've actually like lifted up a part of the fence, so it's now become a swinging gate. And I saw it, and I was like, Ben, let's go in. Someone's obviously, you know, been using it for the same thing. So anyway, we've gone in there, we've closed it up. It's perfectly safe. They've just put down turf now. It's not actually construction
so you trespassed.
Zone.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know.
This is all hypothetical story, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought this story was about birds.
Anyway, it is. So we go into this area because normally when it wasn't closed off, it was safe.
Yeah.
It was great. My 3 chihuahuas could roam safely, not getting attacked by other dogs. It was good. It was my own little dominion. But anyway, all of a sudden we heard this flapping sound. We've let the dogs off and we hear this and then the sound of a plover. And Ben's like, Jade, duck! And I'm like, what? I've turned around. I've just missed this plover's wing. And it's dangerous because they've got like poisonous spurs underneath their wings.
Yeah.
And then it's circling ahead and it's got as plovers do.
I believe I have it here.
That's it. That fearful sound. And then I'm like, quick, get the dogs. So Ben's running after Myrtle and then Ruben's like thinking it's a game. He's like dashing off down the other end of the bowls club oval. Right. And then the plover's gone after Ruben.
Wow.
So not only am I getting swooped by the plover, my chihuahua's getting swooped. So anyway, I'm like, Ruben! And I'm chasing after Ruben. This plover's still like going around our heads. I'm having to duck and drop. There's people watching, like laughing hysterics because here I am. Managed to get Coco because she's just sort of, she's the 12-year-old chihuahua. She's just sort of frozen wondering what's going on. She's like,
why is Jade acting so madly?
This isn't a normal scene.
And yelling in the exact same voice as the guy from, what's that survival movie where he's, Wilson.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
The best bit is like when Ruben's like, I'm chasing after Ruben. I'm calling him back. He starts to come back, but then the plover comes round again. I'm kidding you not. And Ruben has no idea he's getting swooped by a plover.
So what happens in the end?
Well, Ben gets his hat. Ben was wearing a hat because he's Ben. He's running over too with Myrtle in one arm. And he's running. And then he sees the plover almost like about to attack Ruben. Wow. He gets his hat from his head and he throws it at the bird. So Ben's hat's flying like a frisbee.
Like Indiana Jones.
Almost hits Ruben, but mate, it scares
the bird. You live such a dramatic
life. Oh, it was so funny. So anyway,
much.
I manage, when Ruben gets back, I get Ruben, I've got Coco in my other arm, and here's Ben and I running with our chihuahuas in our arms out the gate.
Out the illegal construction site gate.
Yeah.
You know what? Those birds are probably trained by the council to keep people
they
like you
be.
And your dogs
well,
out.
You know what? That plover hasn't been there the last couple of years. It's, so it's just sort of come in the last year.
You reckon it's a new import.
Well, I'm not happy about
you
it.
You better call New Atali. You've got her number. Give her a call.
You've got her number. Tell her that you broke into a construction site to get rid of a bird.
It wasn't broken into. It's not breaking in if the gate was open.
That's another one of those complaints that people make to council that go right at the top of the list.
The gate was open.
7:59 with the Novas. I'm glad you're okay. And you've got to watch out for birds at the moment. That is a very good point.
Be careful, everyone. And that they're swooping after your dogs too. It's dangerous.
Well, let's care about humans first.
Oh, no, like...
Not in Jade's books.
No,
have you met Jade?
Is anyone thinking of the animals but me?
Somebody think of the animals!
Jade, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos.
Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi, Richard's here from Kersley Public School. I'd like to give a shout-out to Maeve, my BFF, and all my lovely family who is listening this morning. Now onto your weather. A cloudy day ahead with a chance of a shower, mostly likely in the afternoon and evening. We are expecting a top temperature of 24 degrees in the city and 23 degrees inland. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorm, likely in the morning and afternoon, and a sunny with light winds on Friday. It's Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim and Joel. For the drive home. And Newcastle's best music on 105.3 UFM.
The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on!
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Yeah.
This is
Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Oh, Kyra, great job. Our weather whiz kid.
So good.
Good energy. Good energy.
They keep getting better and better.
I know.
They really do. Do you know what? They're all going to put us to shame one day, guys. They really are.
Hopefully I'll be at retirement age by then.
Hopefully, before they come and steal our jobs. Hey, guys, I've got a great story to tell you about right now. What a life to be an engineer.
Yeah.
Like, what, to have a mind of an engineer. I wish I did, but I don't. You won't believe this story. His name is Andy Jennings. He's just set a new Guinness World Record after topping 70 kilometres per hour in his wheelie bin.
Get out of town.
He's strapped an engine to the wheelie bin.
Oh, I love that.
And he's broken the Guinness Book of World Records record on this. And it's so good. You should see him. I'm just showing you a picture. He's dressed in motorcycle gear. There he is in a big old green bin.
So he's put a little tiny wheel at the front. Because obviously wheelie bins usually don't have wheels
of
at the
course.
Front. But he's just done that and then strapped an engine to it and away he goes.
How incredible.
Little motorbike engine.
Yeah, very cool, really. Like, what an idea.
Yeah, very
Imagine
impressive.
Falling over, though. 70 kilometres per hour.
Oh, you'll be fine. He's got a helmet.
That's true.
Yeah.
And thick plastic, the old wheelie bin.
Now, I don't think we're going to get someone here, but we're going to try.
Okay.
13-09, what have you strapped an engine to?
Well, a lot of people make their own go-karts at home.
That's what we're getting at.
I know, I tried to make a go-kart when I was a kid. Didn't work out for me, but we did with the old school washing, when you push the washing basket out to the line, the washing trolleys.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's lazy. That's taking it to a whole new level.
Well, I tried.
Now, there's a bit of an urban myth around that people have made, like, a motorised esky that you can drive.
Popular.
Oh, I've seen this in action.
Have you seen any around Newcastle?
I have not, but I've seen videos of this.
If anyone's done one of those, we'd like to hear.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing.
You always see that random, like, middle-aged man riding around on an old bicycle with a whippersnipper engine attached. Have you seen those?
Yes.
He's usually got, like, the brown paper bag in one hand with his long necks in it.
Well,
I always see
cheaper
that.
Than buying the real ones.
That's a push bike from Kmart. Why have you done that?
All right. Well, if we get someone, we'll hook you up with a prize. 13-09, what have you strapped an engine to? This has got to be one of the most narrow phones
we've
ever done.
I don't know if we'll get anyone, but it'll be fun if we do.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
13-09 this morning. Narrow, I know, but funny if we can pull this off. What have you strapped an engine to?
Shut up and drive, 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 drive. Shut up and drive, drive.
Yeah, a man over in the UK has strapped a motorcycle engine to a wheelie bin, broken the Guinness World Record, 70 kilometres an hour he got up to. Quite incredible. He's popped an extra wheel at the front of the wheelie bin. This thing, when you watch the video, is flying down the runway.
I hope we can, something like an Aussie can, you know, take that record back.
Beat it, yeah. It you feels know, like a very Australian thing to have this kind
yeah,
of go-get-em engineering.
That should be our proud Guinness World Record.
Crevo, you grew up on a farm. Mm-hmm. I imagine that this happens when you grow up on a farm. Like, you're attaching engines, you're playing with things.
Yeah, you do mess around, but often, like, you just get a beta car, like an old car.
That's easy.
That's much easier, really. But I guess for a more creative kid, that would happen. But, yeah, we used to just get old cars and drive them around the paddocks.
The
paddock basher.
I love a paddock basher.
Hey, taking your calls, what have you strapped an engine to? Have we found one? Yes, we have. Luke, good morning.
Morning, can you hear me?
Yeah,
loud and clear.
Oh, yeah. Luke, what did you strap an engine to, brother?
I'm currently strapping my Hilux engine to a makeshift go-kart.
Yes! Oh, I love a fast go-kart.
So it's a 3-litre turbo diesel engine.
What?
And I've had people down at Metalworks Newcastle making up a heavy-duty reinforced frame. And we are currently putting the engine into that.
Really? Now, do you have any kind of inkling as to how fast this thing might go?
Well, it depends how fast you want to go.
Well, Luke,
that's a nice.
There's not too much of a limit. I think at the moment there's 240 on my clock on the Hilux.
Now, of course, we don't endorse doing any sort of speeding.
No, unless it's course, on your private property. Property, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right. Who came up with this, Luke?
I come up with it. I bought a 2011 Hilux and I actually rolled it when I was at Barrington. And there was no way of sort of fixing it, so I decided to take the engine out of that, which is still a $5,000 engine, and put it in a go-kart.
Wow.
So, Luke, are you going to be racing this go-kart, or is this purely just for fun?
It's purely just for the boys, for the property.
Yeah, look after yourself. Don't kill yourself, Luke.
Take it down the beach.
Don't kill yourself, man.
So you're going to get it registered?
We're going to try and get some rep rego on it. This is why we got a reinforced steel frame, so we can take it down the beach like a beach buggy.
Wow.
Can you please keep in touch with us and send us updates on how you're going with it? Because I'd love to see once it's completed, you know, some photos or a video. And you
yes,
can give
please.
People updates, because this is really cool.
I can post some updates to your Facebook page, and that if you'd like.
Yeah, yes, that would be awesome. Thank
I
you.
I want to see this. Thanks, Luke.
Good luck.
We'll hook you up with a bottle of wine, mate, all for you. Thank
awesome.
You very much.
Thanks for that. What a great call.
Sounds like so much fun.
I know. He's winning at life.
Well, we got one, guys. Yeah. The news that didn't make the news up next, Jay.
Yeah, Hamish's infamous segment where he tells
infamous.
Us... he tells
famous,
us...
Famous, mate.
infamous. Infamous is a word. You know that, right?
It is a word, but it has fairly negative connotations.
No, it means infamous means it's bigger than someone who's famous. I swear it does.
I'd urge you to look up
just
the actual definition.
Google,
but
it's coming up next.
Yeah, it's coming up next, and I'm going to do a quick Google right now just to see.
Jade, Maddie and Griso, the Novos.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring, and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
Now, Hamish, we
Hi.
Were just discussing what infamous means.
Yeah.
Jade called your segment infamous. Would you like to read out the meaning, Jade?
Yes. It says, well known for some bad quality or deed. I'm sorry.
Look, that's okay. I'm happy to be known as the infamous HSD, if you want, in honour of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I shouldn't take education from the movie The Three Amigos.
I was just about to say that was from The Three Amigos, wasn't it?
It was.
Infamous.
Yeah. So, you know what? I was fooled by Hollywood.
Yeah, that's okay.
These
it's a good movie.
Happen.
I recognise where you got that from. So all good.
forgiven.
Okay, yeah. Well, from the infamous HSD, we're finding out more and more about the stranger side effects of COVID-19, or rather, the things that happen as a result of the shutdowns and society dragging to a halt.
Yeah.
Researchers in the US, San Francisco, found that when the streets basically emptied themselves of traffic, the birds did something funny. They started singing more softly. Of course, they didn't have to compete with traffic, but also they improved their vocal range. A bit like, you know, when you go to a club, you basically got one tone, you're shouting it, but, you know, when it's quieter, you can improve your vocal range. It means that birds can expand between the higher and lower registers, which means it's, and that's pretty sexy for female birds, apparently.
Really?
Which means so it improves their ability to breed as well, too. So
makes sense.
Birdie's getting it on at the moment.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wow. And, of course, male birds are the only ones that sing, because apparently they have to impress the females, and the females can go, yeah, whatever.
Some lot like humans,
a bit
really,
like humans, yeah, the sense of humour.
Bit like humans because we like to whisper
sounds
in
like
our ears and all that sort of stuff.
It sounds like Tinder, doesn't it?
Does
a bit, yeah.
Tinder
yeah.
for birds.
Well, if you're out at a club, a nightclub, like you said, Hamish, you know, and you can't hear what someone's saying. It's, I don't know if that's not as sexy, is it?
No, it's
no,
not.
It's
no,
not.
You can't use the voice. More like Twitter, really.
Yeah, sorry, exactly.
I'll move
text,
on.
Text v voice.
Yes. Speaking of animals, we know that watching a video of puppies or kittens makes us feel good. Well, now that's been backed up by the science. Uni researchers in the UK and Australia found that if you're particularly stressed, watching 30 minutes of cute critters can universally drop blood pressure, heart rates and anxiety rates by about 35%. So there's actually it's backed up by the science. There you go.
Is this sort of research happen because everyone's at home watching videos or something?
Interestingly enough, this research was done just pre-COVID and they weren't able to actually finish it because of COVID, but they're taking it and running with it at the moment.
But it does really work, though. You don't even have to do it for half an hour. Yeah, like, if you go, you know, watch something that makes you happy for 10 minutes, it actually does rewire your brain in the thought process.
Absolutely. And they actually found that, in particular, quokka videos are particularly effective. cute little Australian creatures.
They're adorable.
They're the most smiley creature you've ever seen and the most calm around humans.
Yeah. I challenge you to find a happier animal than a quokka.
Yeah. Oh, it's impossible. So good luck to you, crazy person.
Quokka with a selfie stick. Finally, illustrating children's books with too many detailed and non-essential pictures actually makes it harder for kids to focus on and absorb knowledge, according to another study. Colourful pictures, you know, basically, it's difficult to write a children's book, keep their attention, and you know, pictures are key to that, you know, the Colin Tilley books and all that sort of stuff. But apparently, having too many pictures can have the exact opposite effect. They can draw their attention away from the story. The study, they actually used a device to detect where their eyes were when they were reading the book, and of course, they flitted from pictures to words. And afterwards, they actually did a study with two groups in a controlled study with the same book, one with the pictures, one with fewer pictures, and they found the second group retained information more effectively than the first. But anyway, so
I think that's
really interesting.
I think that's actually the answer as to why Spot the dog is such a massive hit.
Yep,
it's
simple
a blockbuster.
Pictures.
Very simple.
I guess so.
It's just a dog on a white page.
Wouldn't want to be a part of that study though. Could you imagine all the children? And, like, I don't want to read that book. I want this book. Would have been a nightmare to control them all.
I think it's also the answer to why no one's read the text part of Where's Wally? Because it's just way too confusing.
Not an engrossing read
without
the pictures, is it?
It's actually a really interesting and in-depth story, but no one's noticed it.
I wouldn't know.
Really deep and meaningful. You know, you could take it so many ways. He's lost in a sea of
all I know is there's a bad guy
negativity.
Called Waldo, I think, and he's in yellow and black.
Yeah. Anyway, I forget the character names.
Yeah,
Wilma. That's why.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, you want to have pictures because you don't want to get the, you know, kids love the pictures, but apparently if you want to teach your kids, you know, get them to retain information, maybe opt for books with fewer pictures. That's the takeout from all of this.
Get The Hungry Caterpillar. I loved that book. I'm forcing my future child into like loving that as well.
As did everyone else. In fact, quickly before you go, the little study about what was US president's favourite books when they were kids, and George W. Bush said The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Unfortunately, that book came out when he was, I think, 23 years old. So,
flat out liar.
Yeah, well, you know, or limited reading.
I'm going to go for the latter, maybe. No, he's good. He's all right.
Yeah, he's fine.
He's all right. 8:31. Thank you, Hamish.
Thanks,
love that.
No worries.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
Or loathe it. Loathe it.
This is where I get Maddie and Grievo's thoughts on the daily topic. This morning, we're talking Woolies Disney Ushies.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say love it. They're cute. I like the Star Wars ones.
Loathe them. The idea of having my house filled with Ushies again really does send shivers down my spine. I just can't deal with them again.
Well, I can understand that because you're a Disney, what's it called, Star Wars lover. You're into all the new Disney Plus Star Wars remakes. And I actually brought you in the R2-D2 Ushie and you said no to it.
It was a flat-out rejection and you should have seen Jade's little heart breaking.
I bought you in a gift and you didn't want it, so now I use it.
Nothing upsets Jade more than having a gift rejected or not accepted or not not appreciated.
But anyway, we're talking to Ushies because basically a lot of people have been collecting them. And like you said, Maddie, they're just, you know, gathering dust around the house. The kids play with them for a couple of days and then they get over it because they get a new one. So there's people out there who are actually showing unexpected ways you can use the Ushi. So mum and dad, if you go fishing a lot, angler Mark has actually using them now
as lures.
As lures.
What a great idea.
So that's a good use of it.
Yeah, so he's shoving like he'll do the fisherman knot and put the line on the hook, but then he'll thread the hook through the ushi.
Yeah.
And it becomes this like fancy little lure, and he says that it attracts the fish.
Now, lures very expensive to buy from the likes of BCF and stuff. Like sometimes up to 50, 60 bucks for a good lure.
Really?
Yeah. These ushies are good, especially the clear ones with the glitter.
Glitter, I was going to say.
That'll catch the fish's eyes.
One of my very favorite ways to do it.
Yeah.
Is people are
using
them.
You've done this before, have you?
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
They're locking their ushies onto their tyre valves. So if you're missing, someone's been going around stealing your tyre valves, which basically holds the air in.
Great idea.
On your
car
tyre.
It's just a dust protector, really,
dust protector. You can actually twist your ushi onto the tyre valve.
Also a bit of fun, you know?
Yeah.
You have a little Woody from, you know, Disney or whatever, from Toy Story.
Yeah,
spinning around on your wheel.
It's really cool.
That seems cool.
You can do it on your bike even. Another great way is if you've got, you know, fairy lights as decorations in your house or your children's bedroom, a lot of mums and dads will decorate.
Stick the ushies over the top of them.
Yeah. So you stick the clear ushies in particular, they illuminate, they glow. So there's like the little mini Yodas, the Frozen, obviously it's more the rarer ones, or the see-through ones. But if you get any, you can put them on the end of...
That's a bit of fun.
The fairy lights.
All you parents, pay attention right now.
People are making them into earrings, like personalised earrings.
Anything else?
Also,
just keeps on going.
Yeah, no, it keeps going. There's heaps. They're actually using them as well for chessboards. So if you're actually missing chess pieces...
That's a niche
check
thing.
This out. Look, I'll show you the photo.
Done a full ushi chess set.
A full ushi chess
fun.
Set.
That's fun. I get that. That's cool.
The earrings are actually really impressive too.
I love how they've used the Stormtrooper ushis as the pawns.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they are always sacrificed
first.
That's
true.
There's so many clever people out there.
Isn't there?
I would never have thought any of that.
Thanks, Jade. That was informative. I like that.
That's all right.
8:47 with the Novos. Up next, we're doing our last calls, Crevo.
That we are. So 13:10:09. Get involved with anything we've talked about on the show. Maybe you strapped an engine to something, or you've got an opinion on whether we should get rid of cash in society. Went off on Facebook. Or maybe you actually like moving house. I don't think we'll get anyone else on that.
No,
but 13:10:09, taking your last calls on whatever you want to talk about up next.
Jade, Maddie and Greaso, the Novos.
Hello.
That's right, it's your chance to get up on the soapbox, talk about whatever you want. We do AM-style talkback for 3 minutes and no more at the end of the show. Give you a chance to have a little vent, talk about stuff from the show, whatever's on your mind.
Let's go to Josh. Hey, Josh, how are you, brother?
Good, buddy. Yourself, bro?
Hey, good, man. What's on your mind today?
I was just wondering if you'd like to talk about the new generation of consoles coming.
What sort of, like PlayStation games?
Or the PS5, Xbox Series X.
You're obviously an expert, Josh, when you hear someone like Jade say, PlayStation games.
I'm the worst Josh when it comes to technology. I'm telling you now, I like the old school Nintendos and
that's where it ends.
Segas, and that's about it.
Now, it's interesting.
Well, I've still got a 64 at home.
Oh, a bit jealous about that. That was a good one
back in the day. A couple of my friends were looking to try and get their hands on the new PlayStation. Very hard, though. All ordered out, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, they sold 2 shipments in like 2 hours.
Whoa!
That's a really popular bit of kit.
What's so good about them, Josh?
Just the latest technology in them, how fast they can load up and
megahertz.
Having a look at the PS5, There was quite a lot of chat, like divisive chat, about the style and the look of the new PS5 because people are not a fan.
Really?
Yeah, it looks like a modern skyscraper in Dubai or something, doesn't it?
Yeah, crossed with like an ADSL router.
It's got a bit of that to it.
The Xbox Series X look like a little bar fridge.
Yeah, it does actually look like a bar fridge. I've just actually done a quick Google.
It's too big.
Futuristic, really.
Yeah, like, I've got the current generation Xbox One X, and that supports 4K and all that sort of fun stuff.
Yeah.
And I love it. Like, the games look so real. Like, it's almost like watching a movie.
Yeah,
but you know what, Josh? Who wants to cart around a big old box like this Xbox?
Well, I think you keep it at home, don't you?
You
no,
do.
But I mean, you know, it's too big. What happened to them being small, you know? Remember the old PS, the PS2, the real little tiny one?
The slim.
And they slimmed it down.
The smaller one was the PS1.
They broke too easy, though.
That one.
Yeah. Go and listen to us all doing console chat. Yeah.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks,
appreciate
Josh.
Josh is an expert.
I wonder how much they're going for.
The new PS5.
PS5 price.
Ben wants a PlayStation. I keep saying to him, when are you going to play it, though?
You're too busy cuddling me. When are you going to have time?
You've got enough.
Around $700, apparently, for the new PlayStation, which, back in the day, do you remember when the PS2 came out? I don't know if
they
you had
thousands, one. Thousands, weren't
like
they?
$1,000 over.
I feel like things have changed, though. Like, now it's aimed at adults, almost.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's more adult games. It's more appropriate to sit at home and dull bludge and just
like
play
back
games.
Back in the day, it was a kid's thing.
What?
Dull bludge.
Well, that's what a lot of people do. They just don't want to, you know, work, and they just stay at home playing games. I'm going to be the next big Fortnite star.
Now, there's an uninformed statement.
Oh, I don't know.
I reckon more gamers have successful careers than not.
Oh, I disagree.
Well, that's one for tomorrow's show. 9 o'clock, 105 minutes commercial free, kicking off next with Jackson. Our show over, done. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Jade, Maddie and Greaser, the Novos.